The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, posh parents are spoiling hot school meals scheme for the plain people of Ireland. So wrote Fionnán Sheehan in today's Irish Independent. You might have heard him on Claire Byrne talking about that issue a little earlier. But is Fionnán right? We're joined by Shane Loftus, principal of Our Lady Immaculate School in Darndale on the north side of Dublin. Shane, thanks for talking to us today. Give us your experience of the hot school meals. Has it been working in your school so far?
I suppose the quick history lesson is that we would have been one of the original schools that were involved in the scheme. We weren't in the first cohort, I suppose 7 or 8 years ago when it came out first, and we were quite irate about that. But we would have been in the second cohort and have been with it since. I would say that when it came first, we were very happy with what we were getting. The kids, now when I say we, obviously you're thinking of the children, the wider school community, but the children were engaging really well with us. They really enjoyed the option of the hot school meal, and they enjoyed what was being served to them. I suppose over time, and as the scheme has expanded to take in other schools and other areas, and has also gained more media light, we would find that the children aren't finding the food that's currently being served to them as palatable as it was at the start.
Okay.
So a lot of them end up not eating it.
And sorry, do you think, a lot of them, so what percentage do you think wouldn't eat it? Do you have those kind of figures to hand? Even a guesstimate?
As a guesstimate, on any given day, because there's no straight up pattern. You know, it's not the same children every day, and depending
sure.
on what
yeah,
orders
course.
Have been done, etc. But there could be anything up to 40% that mightn't eat on a given day.
Okay. And do you think, just based on what you're saying about how it's changed since it first started, do you think there's a sense that the scheme has been stretched a little thin?
There's two pieces to it, Shane. There's the part where at the start there was a lot of questions being asked of the children in our school as to what would they like to see on the menu. And it meant that the menu was quite different, going back a number of years. I think almost to speak to Fionnán's, piece in the paper, it's one of those times when perfect is the enemy of good.
Yeah.
Because the children were eating the food that other outsiders decided wasn't good for them.
Yeah.
So they're now deciding what's good for them, but the kids won't eat what these people are saying is good for them. That's a big part of it.
Okay. So here's the question then. It's probably inevitable there's always going to be a certain percentage of kids who don't eat what's on any given day.
Yeah.
Are you saying, in your view, is that a price worth paying for the fact that kids and a certain percentage of kids will have food in their belly that they may not have had if this food had not been available?
Absolutely. There's no doubt that there are children who are far better off on any day that they can have the hot meal. There are children who will opt out on a given day and not have it, but for every child who opts out, there's other children who rely on that meal. And there's no simple way of dictating, in the morning who gets or who's going to need a meal that day.
Yeah.
So as a system, it's impossible to get it absolutely right.
Fair enough.
It's impossible to do it without having some amount of waste.
Okay, let's have that as our base point, Shane, that this system is good and does more good than any potential negatives. That said, are there things we could be doing better that might make it even better?
I suppose one of the obvious things, and it came up in the report that the Fine Gael senator did, was around having the option or having a cold option, having a sandwich there as an option. Because, as I mentioned, as the menus became more complex, put it that way, and changed and whatever, like the children in our school who are opting out of the hot meal, it's not necessarily because they're not hungry. It's because they don't want to eat what they're getting on that day.
Yeah.
And if there was an option there to put in, you know, a sandwich, and again, without taking that whole thing of perfect being the enemy of good, like, you know, a reasonably simple ham sandwich, a reasonably simple cheese sandwich, that I think people would choose that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, prior to the hot school meals coming into our school, with the food suppliers we currently have, we children had the option of getting a ham roll or a cheese roll, a ham sandwich, cheese sandwich, that sort of thing. But then when as the companies are going to the hot food, they're finding that the rate that they're being paid just can't justify having that split option there.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. Shane, random question. Look, I don't even know if you have this information to hand, because I'm sure you've a million things to be doing as principal. What would be on the menu on a typical day? I don't know if you have today's menu, for example. What would be on the menu?
So there'll always be a pasta option. So you'd have bolognese with penne pasta. You'd have a plain pasta. You'd have a pasta with just a sauce on it. You would have a rice option, so that might be there's a chickpea with rice, there's a chicken curry with rice. There's normally a breast of chicken option, that'll be with potatoes and veg.
Wow.
There's a lasagna, a vegetarian lasagna. I'm just trying to remember the ones that the kids have flagged to me.
Yeah,
that like caught my attention. Like
They're nice options.
There's a lot of choice there. In one way. Now, the way that they're described versus what you actually get or what can be produced for €3. Or €3.10 or whatever it is, there's obviously always going to be
a challenge.
Yeah, you know, it's like they haven't, to the best of my knowledge, they haven't increased the rate that the suppliers are getting in the 7 years that since the meals actually came in.
Is that a problem? Because I do remember over a decade ago, Jamie Oliver doing a big campaign in the UK about this. And he went to Italy and the food they served in the schools in Italy was just on a different scale. So, like, it's very hard to produce, even mass-produce meals for €3 a pop. Is that something that needs to be looked at, do you think?
I think it needs to be looked at. I don't know whether the change in, you know, if by just simply increasing the rate for the suppliers, that it would follow that the food would necessarily automatically get better.
Yeah.
Like, there'd have to be other work going on in the background there. But it does sort of, like, I don't know, anyone who brings a child to even, you know, your McDonald's or your whatever now, you're not getting change from a tenner.
No, you're not.
So, but we're expected that for €3 we can provide a meal that, as time has gone on, has become, you know, more complex to produce, because as the dietitians of the world, etc., try to improve it and try to make it better, it obviously is going to lead to an increase in the costs that are going into it.
Okay. Feel free to dodge this question if you want, because you're a teacher.
Okay.
You're not a politician, and you're not a journalist. You're a head of a school. Fionnán's point that posh parents are spoiling hot school meals for the plain people of Ireland, is there a bit of truth in that? Do people who complain about the school meals need to just be a little bit careful?
I would say that since the school meals scheme expanded, as I said at the start, we had children who looked forward for the whole week to have their sausage and mash.
Yeah.
Sausage and mash has to be taken off the menu because we can't eat, children can't have sausages.
Because it's not seen as nutritionally good, and the same with chicken goujons.
The chicken goujon option gets taken off the menu because, again, it doesn't meet the nutrition criteria. And again, it is that whole thing, perfect being the enemy of good. Like the children who really need the food, is it better that they have something good?
It is.
That might only rate 5 out of 10, but they're going to eat it.
Yeah.
Rather than having something that hits a 9 out of 10 on a dietitian's chart, but it's left in the tray or it's scooped into a bin at the end of the day. What's better for that child? My own opinion, and I'm, God knows I'm not a dietitian, and to look at me, you'd be able to tell that quite clearly. But I think a child eating something is better than a child eating nothing. Yeah. I understand that for every parent in the country, the idea of their child eating sausage and mash or, chicken goujons and potato cubes mightn't meet their ideal as a meal. But for the children it was originally intended for, this was gold.
Yeah, yeah. And look, I don't know too many parents out there, and I can only speak for myself. We serve chicken goujon sometimes, and we serve sausages. Sometimes all you want is mashed potato sausages and gravy, and you wouldn't want to be having it every day. But I see exactly where you're coming from. So look, keep the scheme going, but don't let great be the enemy of good. That's your kind of message today.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand where people are coming from, and this debate raged 7 and 8 years ago around the sandwiches that children were getting, because they used to get a sandwich on a white bread, and then it became, oh no, children can't be eating white bread. It had to be brown bread. Straight away, there was a drop off in the number of children eating for lunch in school. Now that was compromised on, and there was that mix. The brown-white mixed bread then became the sandwich, and most of the children returned to eating the sandwich again. So I do hope that there is a middle ground that can be found on this, where there can be something produced to a level that is nutritious to the children, but it's also something that children who haven't got the same palate as families up and down the country.
Yeah,
something that they eat, because they're the ones who need it most.
Sounds eminently sensible. Shane Loftus, principal of Our Lady Immaculate School in Darndale on the north side of Dublin. Thank you indeed for talking to the Hard Shoulder.
God, that's very interesting, Shane. I have to say, I love a bit of bangers and mash sometimes.
Yeah.
And he's exactly right. Maybe if you're eating it every day, it's bad for you. But like, now and again is fine. I'm worried that we are throwing out babies with bathwater.
Or as Shane said, letting perfect be the enemy of
and my
of
kids
okay.
Certainly ate bangers and mash when they were small, and also ate chicken goujons.
Definitely. Loads of people getting in touch. My kids don't touch it. I used to give out to them, but decided to start tasting myself. It's awful. Even today I decided on a simple cheese roll, as I thought at least that would be eaten, but it was horrendous. It was covered in some supposed tomato sauce. It was awful, says this listener.
Someone else says, my kids have stopped getting them. The quality and the choice has deteriorated. They don't like them anymore.
My kids' school gives them options every day. They choose what they request. What they eat is another story. They also have the option to opt out completely.
There is something in this that kids from middle class backgrounds are turning their noses up at this food, and it's been kind of started to be kind of rubbished in a way. And there were kids who maybe it was the only hot meal they were going to get in the day. And I do think
that was the point Shane was making.
Yeah, I do think that is a worry. And I also think if your kids can't have bangers and mash once a week or so, that's nonsense.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.